Introduction. Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I have been a genealogist for over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 cousins in my personal database. I am the U.S. genealogist for a Scottish clan, Clan Murray, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I am a frequent contributor to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net, and it's allinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is the Scots-Irish migration to America and elsewhere. The Scots-Irish trace their ancestry to Scotland, through Northern Ireland, which also is part of the British Empire. Northern Ireland's 6 counties, Antrim, Armagh, Cavan, Down, Monaghan, and Tyrone, occupy a land area larger than the state of Connecticut. The capital and largest city is Belfast, where approximately 1/5 of the country's population lives. The Scots-Irish descend from approximately 200,000 Scottish Lowland Presbyterians who were, quote, encouraged, close quotes, to migrate to Ulster in the 17th century by the English government. Trying to strengthen its control of Ireland, England tried to establish a Protestant population in Ulster. Despite being surrounded by native hostility, the group maintained its cultural distinction. Economic pressures, including increasing farm rents, frequent crop failures, and the collapse of the linen trade, along with the belief in greater opportunity abroad, caused many Scots-Irish to leave for the American colonies during the 18th century. It is estimated that nearly 2 million descendants of the Scots-Irish eventually migrated to the American colonies. From 1763 to 1775, 55,000 Scots-Irish from Ulster and 40,000 Scots arrived in America. Several small colonies were established in the early 17th century in East Jersey and South Carolina, primarily Quakers and Presbyterians experiencing religious persecution by the Episcopalian Church of Scotland. Although some Scots were transported to America as prisoners or criminals and were forced into labor as punishment, many voluntarily settled in America as traders or tobacco workers in Virginia. The political persecution of Jacobite sympathizers, combined with economic hard times, forced many Scots to emigrate. Unlike the Scots-Irish, who emigrated individually, the Scots emigrated in groups, reflecting their early organization in clans. They became a significant presence in the New World, settling in the original colonies, especially in the Southeast. Many Scots-Irish also joined the mass migrations to the New World brought on by the potato famine of the 1840s. Large numbers of Scots also immigrated to the United States in the 19th century to work in industry. Throughout the 20th century, immigration would rise as economic conditions in Scotland worsened. This was especially true during the 1920s when an economic depression hit Scotland particularly hard. Because British law prohibited skilled workers from leaving the country, many Scotch-Irish laborers found their way to the United States through Canada. Due to profound differences with New England's Congregationalism, the Scots-Irish Presbyterians opted for the religious freedom of William Penn's colony, with the earliest settlements near Philadelphia in the 1720s. They reached as far west as Pittsburgh before finding greater opportunities in the southern colonies. The Scots-Irish and Scots alike were strongly represented in the push westward, and their participation in military campaigns was significant.